You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, April 26th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump and the debates. Jury selection in Pittsburgh. Fauci rewriting history. And another man rewriting the women's record books. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, Donald Trump threatens to skip the Republican primary debates because he was never asked about them. And he predicted that the moderators would be biased against him, which, of course, they would. Do you remember in 2016, Donna Brazile gave the questions to Hillary? And of course, you remember the Chris Wallace debacle. The RNC said the opening debate for the primaries for the Republicans will be held in Milwaukee in August, and they're considering between 10 and 12 debates. Jeez. Can we completely change the debate format, please? It is time. Trump has skipped debates before. He refused to participate in a Fox News debate after Megyn Kelly was going to moderate it again. Instead, he held that fundraiser for veterans, you may remember. And then he also cut out of another debate in Utah. He said, I think we've had enough debates. And that was the end of it. Jury selection, beginning in the murder of 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh from 2018. The murderer offered to plead guilty in order to get a life sentence rather than a death sentence. But federal prosecutors rejected that offer. Biden said during his 2020 campaign that he wants to abolish the death penalty at the federal level, but prosecutors are moving forward with a potential death sentence in this trial. Tony Fauci distancing himself from the lockdowns. He said, show me a school that I shut down and show me a factory that I shut down. Never. I never did. I gave a public health recommendation that echoed the CDC's recommendation and people made a decision based on that. I mean, yeah, you didn't physically go to the school and lock the door shut. Do not let these people rewrite history. The Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, just said he never forced the vaccine in anyone. And again, you didn't tie anyone down and inject them yourself. But during it all, you said, if you don't want to get vaccinated, don't even think you can get on a plane or a train and sit beside vaccinated people and put them at risk. I'm telling you, do not let these people rewrite history. And don't let men rewrite women's record books. Added to the list, a man who now thinks he's a woman ran the London Marathon just a couple months after competing as a man in the New York City Marathon. The 52-year-old man finished the race and in an interview said, girl power, then pointed to his son on the sidelines and said, he's having a baby, so I'm going to be a granny soon. And then ran off with a transgender flag as a cape. This is the world we live in today. It's like a South Park episode. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy made his first appearance on the No Spin News last week, and I asked him about the border situation, which gets more dangerous by the day. The question was simple. Why is President Biden not enforcing immigration law and allowing what is now 6.6 million migrants into the United States? The speaker said he did not have an answer to that question. And I believe he really does not know why Biden has destroyed the southern border. We can all speculate, but that's useless. The far left certainly wants open borders and does not care about the flood of narcotics that engenders. President Biden is an absolute prisoner of far-left ideology on every issue, including unfettered abortion, for which he will have to answer if there is a judgment day. To me, Joe Biden is impaired and absolutely incapable of running this country. Of course, I could be wrong about the impairment, but vast evidence is on my side. To those Americans who still support the president, I say that you are partially responsible for hundreds of thousands of drug deaths and the immense suffering of millions of migrants lured to the U.S. open border. That might be a harsh judgment, but it's true. If Biden did not have a modicum of support, he could not destroy the border. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Sharon says, it would not surprise me if Chuck Schumer had something to do with the firing of Tucker Carlson. He had nothing to do with it. I can tell you that with 100% certainty. Chuck Schumer does not have that kind of pull. Hugh, on a message board, Bill, today my Bill O'Reilly premium membership renewed. Excellent. Excellent, Hugh. And I canceled my Fox Nation subscription. No money to the Murdochs. We got about 700 new members last night. I'm surprised. What a surge. One day. So it's because people are, they want straightforward commentary. And you'll get it here on BillO'Reilly.com. David, concierge member. Thank you, David. Direct access to me. Bill, it's my humble opinion that Tucker Carlson's conspiracy theory antics have finally caught up with him. All right, case to be made for that. Kathleen McLeod. O'Reilly, you will now be my 8 o'clock news moving ahead. I don't like to boycott, but Fox has lost me as a viewer. Okay, we'll see how long. I don't like boycotts either, so don't get me wrong. I'm not calling for that. Casey Clay, Olathe, Kansas. FNC lost viewers and revenue when you were no longer there, Mr. O. And the same will happen now that Tucker Carlson is gone. Although your style different from his, both of you are critical in exposing the truth. I'm a lifetime premium member of BillO'Reilly.com. Thank you, Casey. And will become a lifetime member of whatever Tucker Carlson does. Okay, well, he'll be happy to hear that. Bill Forrest, Woodbridge, Virginia. Lots of my friends are upset that Tucker is gone. I told them there's a great alternative, and that is BillO'Reilly.com and the No Spin News. For more than 20 years, you've been my number one go-to for the facts and clarity of all things. Appreciate that, Bill. Very nice of you to say that. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 158 years ago today, Confederate sympathizer John Wilkes Booth was killed by lawmen in Virginia following his assassination of Abraham Lincoln. His death ended the biggest manhunt in American history. Here is the story. On the night of April 14, 1865, the 26-year-old actor from Maryland shot Lincoln during a performance at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. After firing a single bullet into the president's head, Booth jumped to the stage below, breaking his leg. He crawled to a waiting horse behind the theater and vanished. More than 10,000 Union soldiers, police officers, and civilians scoured D.C. and the surrounding countryside. Authorities offered a $100,000 bounty for the capture or death of John Wilkes Booth. That's $1.8 million today. It was also the first time in history photographs were used on a wanted poster. After receiving aid from several Confederates, Wilkes Booth's luck finally ran out. 12 days after he murdered Lincoln, a tip led a small group of soldiers to a barn in Northern Virginia. An accomplice named David Harold surrendered, but Booth refused. The troops opened fire on the barn, shooting Booth in the neck. He died 3 hours later. His final words, useless, useless. That July, Harold and three other conspirators in the death of Abraham Lincoln were hanged for helping John Wilkes Booth execute his plot. And here's something else you might not know. The D.C. boarding house where Booth and his crew planned the assassination stands to this day. Since 2020, the building has been used as a karaoke restaurant called Walk and Roll. A plaque was erected above the bar in 2009 stating, quote, "It was here the conspirators plotted the attack on Abraham Lincoln." For more incredible stories about America's greatest tragedy, please check out my best-selling book, Killing Lincoln, the first in the series. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.